A national landmark on Baseline Road, in recent years, cars circled the 26-acre Chautauqua Park nonstop, looking for a parking space to hike the Mesa Trail, picnic on the lush grounds, or enjoy a meal at the dining hall. Last summer, for the first time, the city tested paid parking and free shuttles, and will continue the program this summer for 15 weekends. City of Boulder head traffic engineer Bill Cowran.
I was very nervous about this project, but it just wound up being a really great proposal. You know, the idea of having people predominantly paying through a mobile application, right? That was the first time in the city, really, where that was the primary mode of doing that. And that really got around a significant issue of how many parking kiosks we would have and the cost that would be associated with them. That was just one example.
As you might guess, charging drivers did cut down on traffic. City staff said when the pilot program was in effect last summer, there were 50 fewer cars reported in the area of the park per hour per day. So, starting Memorial Day weekend this year and continuing through Labor Day weekend, people who elect to park at Chautauqua and on certain streets nearby will need to pay $2.50 per hour. Cowan says longtime residents living near affected zones will also pay for neighborhood parking permits rather than receiving a free permit as they did last summer.
This summer, the people who are getting those neighborhood permit parking passes will pay for them, and that just fits the city's pay for parking approach.
Neighborhood resident Michael McCarthy was the only speaker at last night's public hearing and believes the cost of a parking permit will be well worth it.
I'm fine with that, speaking for myself, and I think a lot of my neighbors will be fine too, and people in other NPP and other neighborhood parking districts pay for permits as well. As I tried to say to council, it's a diminution in the tension in the neighborhood, because when you're in front of your house, the cars are parked bumper to bumper to bumper. You come home wondering whether you're going to be able to pull into your driveway or not, you know, because there's so much congestion there. And there was a tremendous amount of just people circling the neighborhood constantly looking for parking places. And all that was improved dramatically by the program.
Free bus shuttles from various satellite parking lots will also ferry people to Chautauqua on 9th Street. An average of 900 people rode those shuttles daily last year. City Engineer McCowan says this year the shuttle schedule will start an hour later in the morning at 8 a.m. to accommodate residents on the heavily traveled 9th Street.
And then, of course, the things that we're trying to do with the transit service to minimize the noise. I mean, that was really the one big negative that we heard, was those people who lived along 9th Street concerned about the noise, especially that noise early in the morning. So shifting the hours, trying to use quieter buses, and then really documenting just how much benefit those buses are actually providing to the program.
The Chautauqua parking program will remain in effect for 5 years as work continues on the future of the city's open space and mountain parks program, with a key question being how to address future crowding at popular places similar to Chautauqua Park. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.